So we're at the Montreux Jazz Festival with Diufa. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Sebi, singer and classic guitar from Diufa.
Okay, so tonight you're playing at the Montreux Jazz Festival for the first time, I guess. And you must be really excited. I was wondering, what do you think we're going to read in the media tomorrow about your concert tonight?
I hope the media will tell about Diufa, that is the best concert in the history of music. Maybe, yes. No, we are very, very glad to play here because Montreux Jazz Festival is a festival where Deep Purple, Miles Davis, B.B. King, Rolling Stones, and every band of rock and roll played here. So we are glad. It's a pleasure for us.
You're going to see that the audience in the park is amazing and people are really excited, especially at the end of the night, like you're playing at 11. So I'm sure it's going to be a great show. But for you, what is the biggest challenge when you perform at a festival for a free concert?
I had said that the people must be energetic and ready for dancing, because all the show is very, very, very powerful and energetic. People must be ready to dancing from starting to the ending.
Okay, so we're gonna dance tonight just for you. What's the first thing you think about when you go on stage?
Thing I think about is that I hope people will enjoy the show, enjoy our music.
What is the song you like the most performing on stage, you personally?
I don't know, maybe there's not a song I prefer, but I see what on the stage and out of the stage happened when we played some songs. On the stage, it's very nice to play with the band, see them in the eyes and laugh for everything. And I see people that enjoy and dancing in a particular song, maybe the new song on the of the new album, just like Dalla Grecia alla Sicilia, that it's a rock tarantella, a gypsy tarantella. So it's very, very, I don't know the English words for describe that, but it's very, very nice song. Or maybe when we played the reinterpretation of Bella Ciao in a gypsy sound, it's a very, very, very particular moment for us and for people.
Do you have three albums that changed your life?
I think the first one maybe is totally, totally different than the kind of music I play. Because I listen to gypsy music, but I love rock music. And first album maybe is Nevermind by Nirvana. Oh. The second one maybe Appetite for Destruction, Guns N' Roses. The third one, the last one, maybe Exile on Main Street by Rolling Stones.
Good selection.
Thank you.
Summertime is the time for festival. Is there a place in particular where would you dream of performing? It could be a festival, a city, a country, just any place in the world.
Oh yes, we traveled all around Europe, just like Italy for sure, of course, Sicily, and it's very nice to play there in the summertime. We also played in Europe, in England, in Switzerland, that it's the second time now. We will play in Germany at the end of July, but I hope to go to play in Spain, maybe in September. I hope to play in Spain in summertime. I think that it's very, very, very nice. Played there.
I think people are dancing a lot in Spain.
Spanish people is something like gypsy people. It's very, very nice.
So after all the festivals, what are your plans for the fall?
Maybe I have not planned for now, for September, because in the summertime it's strange, because people call the band for playing maybe in a week. So maybe in August we called us for playing in September, so I don't know now where we will play. Maybe I hope in Spain, because we will play in a festival in a city between Spain and Portugal on the borderline, but it's not sure.
What does the audience of Diufa looks like?
The perfect audience for Diufa is something like gypsy people oh, people want to enjoy in the show, want to dance, maybe a little bit drunk, but just a little bit. It's very, very perfect. Perfect. But I think every kind of audience, every kind of age, whenever you can listen to Jufa when Jufa plays in a show.
And to finish, I have a new concept this summer. So every time I do an interview, I ask the artist at the end to give me a question for the next artist. So you got a question from the artist before. It was a hip-hop band in Montreal, and they were wondering if you have a plan B apart from music. Like, you should do something else, what would it be, like a normal job?
But we, for example, a real normal person in my life when I don't play, because I work in a pub in my city. Yes, and I was a student, I studied and I get a degree in an art academy, but I don't work for now in art or in any school, because it's very difficult, it's very hard in Italy to in art or in music. Our plan B, I don't know about the other members of the band. I can say that my plan would be to be an easy rider with a motorcycle in the, I don't know, maybe in a Route 66 in the USA every day, going up and down on the street with my moto. Yes, because I got a moped. I got a custom moto. I have a passion about that.
It looks like it. You're really excited. So to finish, what is your question for the next band? And sadly, I'm not going to tell you who it is because I don't even know, but it's probably going to be during Montreux Jazz Festival. So it can be about music or anything else.
Question for the next band could be, what they think about Sicily? Because it's very strange when you go everywhere when you are Sicilian, most of people think you are just like this. You are mafia, pizza, spaghetti, or mandolino. That's the truth. So my question is, what do you think about Sicilian people?
Thank you very much for your time and good luck for tonight. We're gonna be in the park to dance a lot and enjoy the concert.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.